so I'm the community outreach worker. So I'm like, who is here? Who is here to be reflected? What are the community groups? And I was trying to figure out just also, like, there was just a real lack of women in the station. I contributed was just bringing women back into the station. And so I was trying to figure out ways to get people in the door. So I decided to offer free PSAs to community groups and have them collaborate with me. So I spent a lot of time calling people, inviting them to this studio to make PSAs about anything that was going on, any community organization. And I started making lists of all the community organizations and going and visiting them. And I just go to the multicultural center. It was a cool place. It was like a lot of things in Guelph, like in a strip mall somewhere. You know, it was this thing where it's like, I don't know this community, so I'm going to take this bus that goes every 20 minutes and I'm going to go into this subdivision and here I am. And then I have to explain what community radio is. And then I'm like, I want to do this thing with you for free, you know? And if you want to do a PSA and you want to do a PSA for these events, or you want to, yeah, be on the air, or you want to have a show, or, you know, like just sort of like endless options. My experience really of CFRU really is in working. Like, I don't know, honestly, how I would have been able to do my job without Tara Michelle, like really, honestly, because we were constantly bouncing ideas off each other and asking questions. And like without Tara's feedback, it would have been really hard for me to pull anything off, you know? So we really did a lot of outreach together. And there was one point we had a meeting with all the queer people we could find to sort of try to launch them into like a collective show. And we did that a few times, I think, with a few different things where we were like, here's how you would be on the radio and here's what a show is. And please do it, you know, next week. Like, okay, you know, like next thing, you know? So just trying to dream up these things, seeing different people and saying, you know, because the other thing is sort of broadening the imagination for people of what their show could be. So like lots of people wanted to do indie rock shows, but there were a sizable amount of those already. So just trying to help people think of all the other interests they had and just really consider like the richness of other ideas, because people did have a lot of more idea, like they did have a lot more interest, but because the music department was the thing that was thriving and because Guelph is a place where a lot of indie rock happens, that was something people could imagine doing. And so it was like, we need to think about other things.